Erichin Perktes Mishnah Zayin. Bote Achatzerim. We haven't had this term before. Bote Bachatzerim is the term that's used for a city, for a bayis that's not in a city that's Mukav Choyma. The Torah calls it Lafuke, a place that's surrounded. Bote Achatzerim means it's open yeshuvim. But the blush on the pasuk is Bote Achatzerim Asher Ein Lahem Choyma Misaviv. I'll stay haaretz yechoshev. It has the same din of sodois. Geula tialoi ubayoy v'yetz. It has the din of geula of pidyoin. It's not cholut after 1 year, the way we learned by bayis ori koimo. Ubayoy v'yetz. It's only sold until yoygo. The Gemara adds an extra knetch. Even though the din of a steachuzo, we learned earlier in Perches, that a steachuzo is only nigel after 1 year. I'm sorry, after 2 years, after two tvois. And a bias of a mukav choyma is nigel right away. However, a bias or a choyma is nigel right away. It's only nigel until 1 year, then it's cholot ve'en yitzir b'yoivul. A ster chuzo, you can't be girl right away, but then it has gula until yoivul. And yoivul goes back to original owner anyways. Bota chatzerim has a little bit of a combination of both. When the Torah says gula tialoi, the Torah is adding on an extra level of schus pidyon al yidei the owner beyond ba'yoyvul yetzir, beyond the regular steachuz. The Torah already said, al steachuz choshev. So what that teaches us is that it has geula right away, and it also has the rights for the owner of a steachuz. So now the Mishnah explains. Noislam ha'koyach ha'yofe shebabot ha'orichoymo, v'koyach ha'yofe shebesodis. Koyach ha'yofe means the rights of the owner to retrieve that field, to retrieve those houses of Bote Achatzerim, have the milus of both. Nigolim miyad, like we said, by Bayis Ori Choymo. V'nigolim kol shnei mosa chedesh kebatim. You could be paid the right away 12 months. Why the Mishnah has to say miyad and then 12 months? If it's miyad, then for sure it's 12 months. So the Pasha says that this Lashon is lav dafka. It means to emphasize again, nigolim miyad, and even though normally the first 12 months is a din that's miyuchid and bayis harikam, you don't have that din. Although before I should want to explain, epsachap, that there is a din that would be uniquely nischadish over here also. The din of a bayis, I'm sorry, of a steachuzo, is that you cheshbin out the years by the whole year. We had earlier, shonim atam mechashev yatam mechashev chadoshim. That din does not apply over here, and that's why it says kol shnei masa chodesh. That means not only can you do it the whole 12 months, but the cheshbon will be kefi the months. So it has pure geula without any limitations whatsoever. V'yaitzim b'yoivul, u'begroin kesef kesodes. It has the dinim of geula. Not only that, if he wasn't goyil, it goes back to b'yoivul. V'elo en bote ha-chatzerim. What's the difference in bote ha-chatzerim and stei ha-chatzerim? Shtei chatzerim shol shnei batim. It doesn't have to be three of two. It has to be two of two. Afal pi shemukof and choymim imoys Yeshua benun harelu kabote achatzem. The Mishnah says it with a chap that if it's two of two, even though it's mukof choymim imoys Yeshua benun, it doesn't have the tenoyim of a bayis beir choyma. So that has the din of kabote achatzem. For shtetzach that we're talking about also, if it doesn't have the wall, it doesn't have a wall at all, or it doesn't have a wall imoys Yeshua benun, that for sure would have these dinim of koyach hayofe shebebatim v'koyach hayofe shebesodis. Mishnah Ches. Yisrael sheyora shavi imay Levi. In order to understand this Mishnah, we have to learn the last line in the Mishnah first. That's the Hagdama here. The Mishnah finishes off over here, and it's actually the last line in Mishnah Yisrael, is that Kehanim Leviim moichim lo'ilum v'goyim lo'ilum. The houses that belong to Kehanim and Leviim in their towns are moichim lo'ilum. Even in the 2 years that some chliyevul, they don't have limitations. The goyalim la'olam, they can be nigal even after a year, even though they're bais in a ir chayma. The Torah says shenema geula asoylam tia lalavim. So the dinim of geula legabe ori halavim are completely different. Based on that, the Mishnah tells us something else. Yisrael sheyora shavi imay levi. What happens if the house now was an ancestral house of a Levi, but Lamaisa, the Levi didn't have sons. Who yashins him? His daughter. So now the person who owns it by Yerusha is the son of that daughter. He happens to be Yisrael. The Levi had a son-in-law who was a Yisrael. So it's a Yisrael sheyarash avi imay Levi. Ene goyel kaseder hazeh. Chazal used this type of example, Marshall. What happens if Yisrael owns Truma? How would Yisrael get Truma? It's given out to Kahanim. Yisrael sheyarash avi imay koyin. Same type of idea. So the shal is, what should he do with the Truma? Has he get rid of it? Could he use it as something that he owns? The same idea over here. So any girl kaseder hazeh, he doesn't have the din of geula aselam alavim, but he has the regular din of Yisrael, even though ba'etzim ancestrally it's owned by a Levi, but right now the person who owns it is Yisrael. The chen Levi sheyorash esavi ima Yisrael. Conversely, a Levi yashined his grandfather, who is Yisrael, who had a house in a ir mukav choyma in the middle of a different town. Any goyel kaseder hazeh, he doesn't have the dinim of geulas levim that we just started with. He has the regular dinim of Yisrael. Kaseder hazeh, he has the regular seder shenemar ki bote ori halavim. The pasuk that talks about that ori halavim, the dinim of batim are different and they don't have the regular dinim. Talk about bote ori halavim. So what we learn out is that the geulas olam dika yitzim and aklal of a levi is ad sheyehe levi. Ubari halavim. It has to be owned by a Levi and bari halavim. Divrei Rebbe. You need both. You need the owner and the house should be shayach to levim. V'acham ma'imrim ein hadvorim amurim ela bari halavim. They learn that any house that's in a town in ari halavim has this. It doesn't make a difference who the owner is. They don't dash in the pasuk. You need both. The Mishnah finishes off. The Masechta finishes off with what's in the Hemshech of the Parsha of Geulas Ori Halavim. This din that we started with, Geulas Ori Halavim, the Pasuk talks about Ori Halavim, and it says, stay migrash, Oreim lo yimocher. There was an area outside, there was the city of the Levim, there were fields, and there was a migrash, was an empty area for space, the perimeters of the Ori Halavim. We learn out from there, by the way, that a migrash, an area outside a town, is 2,000 amos, because that was the space that was allotted over there. And the Mishnah gets into a few pratim. Ein oisin soda, migrash. The soda, which is in a cultivated place, is not just an open space, can't be turned into a migrash, which is a big open space for space itself. Veloi migrash soda. A migrash can't be turned into a soda. Veloi migrash ir, veloi ir migrash. Every place that was allotted in Ori Halavim had to stay in its tzura. It had to be, you can't extend the city. Sometimes you have a city that now there's more people. So what happens is, generally speaking, that the developer buys up a plot of land of a soda and it's more valuable and he builds houses there, right? So that's the way it was b'mei Chazal also. You're not allowed to do that by Olavim. The ear, the migrash, and the sodois have to stay kolechot bimkaimo. Omer abelaz b'medvar mamurim b'ori alavim. Aba b'ori Yisrael, that which was originally established in the town, there's no, it's fluid. Kefid etzorche b'nei ho'ir. Oisim soda migrash. However, the Mishnah says, v'loy migrash soda. Migrash was an open area, and it was there for achovas hadas, for noy, to make the city into a beautiful place. The Lashon of the Gemara is, Kedesh lo yachribu Ori Yisrael. They didn't take away from the open space, even if they would tzarech b'nei, make another town. But they would not make the area that was migrash into soda. Soda, you can make into a migrash, not faket. Migrash, you can make into an ear. Says the soda is a place that things are growing. It's not beautiful, and it's also not habitable. But to make a migrash into an ear, that, yeah. Veloy ir migrash. You're not allowed to take away from the yishuv of Eretz Yisrael. So you can make the ear where people lived into a big open space, but you can make the big open space into an ear because that has a beauty of its own because people are living there. Kedei shele yachriv asari Yisrael. Now there's a whole tumul, gedei leachreinim, mechas chinuch, and others. The dinim of migroshim and orim and the sodois are mavur in the Torah and Parshas Masid legabe Bote legabi ori halavim. It's not mavur, this whole planning board and zoning of an ori Yisrael. So Pashas, the din of ori Yisrael, is only midirabbanon, And that's why it makes sense that the Mishnah is putting down a chiluk between the two. The kpeda on each area in Ari Levim to be used, lo migash ir, lo migash, everything has to be exactly the way it is because that's Menat Torah by Ari Yisrael. So there is a certain amount of noi, but over there is a little more flexibility. That would luchari be the hesper why there's a chiluk between the two. There's another chiluk that we find also, it's really a sugya in Bava Basra Daf Chof Dalid, it's also a sugya in Soita. Then Ori Halavim, the open spaces have to be mamish open spaces, no trees. In Ori Yisrael, it's just there to add to the noi of the city. But what happens, planting trees, luchari makes a place also nice. It doesn't have to be open space, you can make a paradise, you can make trees there. So Meli, you see also there are chiluk in between the two. Pashtus that chiluk is that the Ori Halavim is Deiraisa and the Ori Yisrael is Midrabanan. But again, like we said, there are Mekoyres, maybe that's Deiraisa, but Phil Hawkins is a chiluk. Since the Torah speaks Ori Halavim, we see there's more Kpedis than Ori Yisrael. The Gemara speaks out a few more Protim, but that's the basic law. Lemaisa, the Tosis Yom Tov, learns up in the Rav that this that it says in Mishnah Amar Rabbi Elazar Bamed Dvar Mamur Ba'ori Halavim Avo Ba'ori Yisrael is not a machloikis with the Tanakama. Fakat, the Tanakama spoke out the klal Ba'ori Halavim and Rabbi Elazar elaborated. Other Mepharshim understand there's machloikis, not so much, but like we said, could be maybe the machloikis is goofy whether Ori Yisrael these dinim are the Rais and the Rabbanon. So maybe that itself would determine whether there's a machloikis lechalik between the two of them. The Mishnah finishes off HaKehanim V'Halavim Moichim La'olam V'Goyolam La'olam. This is the din that we started with this Mishnah, that the Kehanim Levim in the places that are Meyud Lahem have a din that they could buy La'olam. They're not limited by the Shnei Tvois of a regular selling and Geula of Steach Chuzav Yisrael. V'Goyolam La'olam, there's no Cholut after a year, they could be Goyol always. Shenema Gulas Oilam Tia Lalavim. Adon Alok Mesechus Erechem, Yitz Hashem will be starting Mesechus Tmura.